Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. Mark your calendars for a celestial spectacle. On April 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will grace the skies of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, casting major cities like Austin, Dallas, Indianapolis, and Cleveland into daytime darkness. This rare event has drawn both casual onlookers and scientific communities to its shadow, with areas like Central Florida preparing for a partial eclipse showcasing 50 to 70% coverage. The eclipse is set to unfold from 1:46 p.m. to 4:17 p.m., reaching its peak at 3:03 p.m. To safely partake in this astronomical event, viewers are reminded to don eclipse glasses that meet the ISO 12312-2 standard, protecting their eyes from the sun's harmful rays. In anticipation, the McDonald Institute has emphasized the eclipse's significance, while the newly launched Sky Safari Eclipse 2024 app promises to enrich the experience with countdowns, dynamic visuals, and safety guides. For those looking for real-time updates, Space.com will be providing live coverage, inviting eclipse enthusiasts to share their experiences online. Moreover, in a push for sustainability, Astronomers Without Borders is urging the public to recycle their eclipse glasses. Despite the excitement, the forecast suggests potential cloud cover, which could obscure the view for many. This has prompted advice for flexible travel plans to chase clearer skies, with online streaming offered as a backup for those unable to witness the eclipse firsthand. The emphasis remains on creating a memorable and safe viewing experience for everyone involved, as communities and cities along the path of totality prepare for an influx of up to 1 million out-of-state visitors. A stroke of luck in Oregon has just reshaped a Powerball player's life forever, with a jaw-dropping $1.326 billion jackpot win. This historic event marks the largest lottery prize ever won in the state, setting a new benchmark for future draws. The winning numbers that have turned the tide for one fortunate individual were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69 with a Powerball of 9, and a power play multiplier of 3 times. This colossal win is not just a state record. It ranks as the 4th largest jackpot in the annals of Powerball history and the 8th largest in the entire U.S. lottery saga. But the luck didn't stop in Oregon. The same draw also saw a ticket in Delaware nab a $1 million prize, while another ticket secured a $50,000 win. These wins highlight the broader impact of the Powerball game beyond the headline jackpot. The odds of landing the jackpot are a staggering 1 in 292.2 million, showcasing the rarity and significance of such a win. With the jackpot now reset to $20 million, the anticipation builds for the next drawing scheduled for April 8th at 10:59 p.m. Eastern. Additionally, it's worth noting that retailers who sell winning lottery tickets are also rewarded, earning commissions and bonus payments for their role in these life-changing moments. A recent incident at Denver International Airport has caught the attention of the Federal Aviation Administration, as a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737-800 experienced a dramatic loss of its engine cover during takeoff. This event not only forced the flight to make an emergency landing, but also raised eyebrows about the safety of Boeing aircraft, marking yet another challenge for the aviation giant. The aircraft, first certified as airworthy in May 2015, and entering service the following month, encountered a significant malfunction when its engine cowling detached and impacted the wing flap, an occurrence witnessed by passengers on board. This incident arrives on the heels of a similar problem with a Boeing 737 MAX 9, which led to the grounding of 171 aircraft, underscoring a troubling pattern for Boeing. In the wake of this event, Boeing finds itself under intense scrutiny. Notably, a door plug panel previously tore off a new Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 jet, an incident that not only grounded the MAX 9 fleet, but also triggered a criminal investigation by the U.S. Justice Department. The FAA's current investigation extends beyond this single event, as it also reviews several other recent Southwest Boeing engine issues. These include a flight that aborted takeoff and returned to the gate, and another that had to turn back due to a possible engine problem. In a major fundraising drive, former President Donald Trump has rallied significant financial support in Palm Beach, Florida, amassing over $43 million for his 2024 election campaign. This event, not just a testament to his enduring political influence, also underscores the high-stakes financial battle as he gears up for another presidential run. Hosted by billionaire John Paulson, the fundraiser not only bolstered Trump's campaign coffers, but also allocated a portion of the proceeds to cover his legal expenses, highlighting the dual nature of his current financial strategy. This comes as Trump is embroiled in four criminal cases, including a fraud case where he recently posted a $175 million bond, adding a layer of complexity to his fundraising efforts. The Trump 47 Committee, a new fundraising apparatus tied to the Republican National Committee, is playing a pivotal role in this financial push. It's urging top donors to contribute up to $814,600 per person, channeling funds not only into Trump's presidential campaign, but also the Save America Leadership Group and the RNC. This strategy is part of a broader effort to narrow the fundraising gap with President Joe Biden, who currently leads in campaign finances. In a bold move to combat climate change, President Biden has set a groundbreaking target for the automotive industry. By 2032, two-thirds of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. must be electric or hybrid. This ambitious mandate is part of a broader strategy to reduce carbon emissions, but it's not without its challenges. American automakers are currently facing significant hurdles in scaling up electric vehicle (EV) production, sparking concerns that the U.S. market may become dependent on foreign, particularly Chinese, EVs to meet these new standards. China's leading position in the EV market is undeniable. The country not only houses BYD, one of the top EV makers globally, but also controls a substantial portion of the EV supply chain, especially in mineral refining crucial for battery production. Despite BYD's success and profitability, current restrictions have kept its vehicles out of the American market. Meanwhile, U.S. companies are struggling to catch up in EV development and are heavily reliant on China for essential materials. The situation is further complicated by international dynamics. Under the Trump administration, a proposed 100% tariff on foreign manufactured cars aimed to limit Chinese competition, yet Chinese EVs have continued to gain traction in Europe. In 2023, around 19.4% of EVs sold in Europe were Chinese-made, leading the European Union to consider punitive tariffs on these vehicles due to their state-subsidized, artificially low prices. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.